o'clock in the morning.
Boo, boo.
He lies awake and thinks of lyrics that are stupid, really stupid. Listen to these lyrics, aren't they stupid?
The snowman and me, or is it me and the snowman? Bringing the sound straight to your town, and now it's time for the showman. Who would ever believe that me and the snowman, we could be best of friends? Given the probabilities, still you see, here comes me and the snowman, the snowman.
Some other famous acquaintances like Lizard and Fish. Oh, what a pair. One lived underwater and the other breathed air. On a shelf in a pet store on aisle 13, Lizard and Fish would sit together and dream. And Lizard said,
Fish, how's the water today?
And Fish said,
wah, 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 wah.
And Lizard said,
somehow we'll both get away, and we are refugee Lizard and Fish.
What's your name?
I'm Fred the Beard.
What's your name?
I'm Fred the Beard.
What's your name?
I'm Fred the Beard.
Well, I ain't never seen a beard with a name like Fred.
Now I'm Fred the Beard.
Hello, Fred the Beard. Hello, Fred the Beard.
I just bought a calculator at the corner store. Brought it home an hour later, added up the score. If you really love me, darling, count it up and see. Solve our problems with some trigonometry. The square, the sum of the hypotenuse of the radian times the denominator. I love you.
Happy Noodle versus Sad Noodle. Happy Noodle versus Sad Noodle.
Thinking on his feet, Sad Noodle used his head as a whip and tried to trip Happy Noodle, but he slipped and he flipped. Face first on the ground with a sound like a wet noodle slap on the ground kind of sounded. Happy Noodle wrapped Sad Noodle up around a tree. Said, see, Sad Noodle, won't you mess with me, cause I'll be the best noodle that will ever be. Cause I'm
happy Noodle versus Sad Noodle. Happy Noodle versus Sad Noodle.
OHMYGODIMONFIRE.
Do the confusion till your head falls off.
Head, counting five in the dark pound.
Head, head.
Do the confusion till your head falls off.
Head,
your head falls
head,
off.
Head, head falls off.
Monkeys make a moray out in public, providing little children with a view.
Innocent little children!
They're lewd and they're indecent, and there's nothing we can do.
Daddy, why is your voice so feminine?
Monkeys are bad people, and so are
you. I'm gonna go feed the Goombas.
You can make huge coins material. Shoot fireballs out of your hand. You can grow 10 times your normal size. That's what it's like in Japan. There are big green pipes sticking out of the ground and bricks floating in the air. There are mean little turtles walking all around. That's what it's like when you're there.
Who has no pass?
No pass.
No pass.
No pass.
No pass.
No pass.
He's evil and he wears no pass.
No pass.
No pass.
No pass.
No pass.
No pass.
Everybody get your pants on. Get your pants on. Get your pants on. Get your pants on. Everybody get your pants on. Get your pants on. Everybody get your panty pants on.
My friends all said you lost your head. Now what are you trying to do? You've been keeping your neighbors up all night, saying what the hell's the matter with you? This might sound mean, but your digging machine is gonna leave your feelings hurt. You're gonna dig straight down to the center of the earth and find out that there's nothing there but dirt. Just dirt.
Just dirt.
Yes, dirt.
Yes, dirt.
Oh, dirt.
Dirt.
No, I mean,
no, women.
Just dirt.
Oh, man. Huh?
Bark.
Yeah. Dirt.
Put the cat.
Put the cat.
Put the cat in the sink.
Put the cat.
Put the cat.
Put the cat in the sink.
On channel 27 at a quarter to three, I saw the craziest thing that I ever did see.
No
cash, no checks, no COD. So I called them with my credit card, quick as could be.
It's got a titanium.
Cranium.
Chip in the brainium.
Pentium.
Best representative
of the human surrender. And that'll be that. I'll say,
welcome to the planet of the robot cat.
So when I say roll, you say
robot.
Cat.
Robot.
Cat.
When I say robot.
This is what happens when you give Logan a medley.
Brought to you by Farkle!
Bump.
And that was The Fump with This Is What Happens When You Give Logan a Medley. A medley, obviously, of assorted songs by the late, great Logan Whitehurst. Here's a Dr. Demento show classic, actually recorded live back in 1980. Here's Mr. Weird Al Yankovic with Another One Rides the Bus.
Riding in a bus down the boulevard, and the pace was pretty packed.
Yeah.
But a seesaw had to stand with the perverts in the back. It was smelling like a locker room. There was junk all over the floor. We're already packed in like sardines, but we're stopping to pick up more. Look out! Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. And another comes on, and another comes on. Another one rides the bus. Hey, he's gonna sit by you. Another one rides the bus. There's a suitcase poking me in the ribs. There's an elbow in my ear. There's a smelly old bum standing next to me. He hasn't showered in a year. Well, I think I'm missing a contact lens. I think my wallet's gone. And I think this bus is stopping again. Let a couple more freaks get on. Look out! Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. And another comes on. And another comes on. Another one rides the bus. Hey, he's gonna sit by you. Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. Ow! Another one rides the bus. Hey, hey! Another one rides the bus. Hey, 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 hey. The window doesn't open and the fan is broke and my face is turning blue.
Yeah.
I haven't been in a crowd like this since I went to see The Who. I should have got off a couple miles ago, but I couldn't get to the door. There isn't any room for me to breathe. Now we're gonna pick up more, yeah. Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. And another comes on, and another comes on. Another one rides the bus. Hey, he's gonna sit by you. Another one rides the bus.
Go! Yeah! And that was Weird Al Yankovic with his old parody of Another One Bites the Dust by Queen, Another One Rides the Bus. Another classic is Barnes and Barnes with Fish Heads. However, I don't have Barnes and Barnes on me. So here's the MarsCon 2023 comedy music track performers performing a cover of Fish Heads. Here's Fish Heads live at MarsCon 2023. What did you think it was going to be?
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, eat them up, yum.
In the morning, laughing happy fish heads. In the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Fish heads,
eat them up, yum.
it in. Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. They can't play baseball, they don't wear sweaters, they're not good dancers,
they don't play drums.
Fish heads are never seen drinking cappuccino in Italian restaurants with Oriental women. Yeah! Fish heads, every poly fish heads, eat them up, yum! Fish heads, roly poly fish heads, eat them up, yum!
Everybody!
Roly poly fish heads, eat them up, yum! Yeah!
And that was Fish Heads, live at MarsCon 2023 by the MarsCon 2023 comedy music track performers. Now, if you're a Dr. Demento veteran, you may be wondering, where's Napoleon? So I'm here to answer that with... Here's Napoleon the 14th with... They're taking me... They're coming to take me away!
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And... They're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food. I cooked your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, haha, they're coming to take me away, ho ho, hee hee, haha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, haha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, haha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men.
And that was Napoleon the 14th with "They're Coming to Take Me Away, Haha." And you may be thinking, this is all from decades ago. Where's something more recent? Well, if you like 2006, here's Lemon Demon with the ultimate showdown of Ultimate Destiny.
Old Godzilla was hopping around Tokyo City like a big playground, when suddenly Batman burst from the shade and hit Godzilla with a bat grenade. Godzilla got pissed and began to attack, but didn't expect to be blocked by Shaq, who proceeded to open up a can of Shaq Fu when Aaron Carter came out of the blue and he started beating up Shaquille O'Neal. Then they both got flattened by the Batmobile, but before he could make it back to the Batcave, Abraham Lincoln popped out of his grave and took an AK-47 out from under his hat, blew Batman away with a rat-a-tat-tat, but he ran out of bullets and he ran away, because Optimus Prime came to save the day.
This is the ultimate showdown of Ultimate Destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions.
Godzilla took a bite out of Optimus Prime. Like Scruff McGruff took a bite out of crime. And then Shaq came back covered in a tire track. But Jackie Chan jumped out and landed on his back. And Batman was injured and trying to get steady when Abraham Lincoln came back with a machete. But suddenly something caught his leg and he tripped. Indiana Jones took him out with his whip. Then he saw Godzilla sneaking up from behind. And he reached for his gun, which he just couldn't find. Cause Batman stole it and he shot and he missed. And Jackie Chan deflected it with his fist. Then he jumped in the air and he did a somersault while Abraham Lincoln tried to pull a fault on Optimus Prime. But they collided in the air. Then they both got hit by a Care Bear stare.
This is the ultimate showdown. Ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions. As far as the eye can see. And only one will survive. I wonder who it will be. This is the ultimate showdown.
Angels sang out in an immaculate chorus. Down from the heavens descended Chuck Norris, who delivered a kick which could shatter bones, into the crotch of Indiana Jones, who fell over on the ground, writhing in pain, as Batman changed back into Bruce Wayne. But Chuck saw through his clever disguise, and he crushed Batman's head in between his thighs.
Then Gandalf the Grey and Gandalf the White and Monty Python and the Holy Grail's Black Knight and Benito Mussolini and the Blue Meanie and Cowboy Curtis and John B. the Genie, Robocop, Terminator, Captain Kirk and Darth Vader, Lopan, Superman, every single Power Ranger, Bill S. Preston and Theodore Logan, Spock, The Rock, Doc Ock and Hulk Hogan all came out of nowhere lightning fast and they kicked Chuck Norris in his cowboy ass. It was the bloodiest battle that the world ever saw, with civilians looking on in total awe.
On for a century, many lives were claimed, but eventually the champion stood. The rest saw the better. Mr. Rogers in a bloodstained sweater.
This is the ultimate showdown, ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions. As far as the eye can see, and only one will survive. I wonder who it will be. This is the ultimate showdown.
And that was Lemon Demon with the ultimate showdown of ultimate destiny. And that's enough of the contemporary dementia. We're back to the old shaving cream. Here's a song Dr. Demento actually sang on a record back in the early 1980s. Here's Dr. Demento himself with Shaving Cream.
One, two, three, one, two.
A demented song I will sing you, a classic of poetry and wit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look keen. Last Monday we went to the playground to try out my new catcher's mitt. I asked you to throw me a fastball, but you threw me a big lump of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was all full of
shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look keen.
I once sang this song in Seattle. I thought that my act was a hit, but when I got through with my number, well, down came a shower of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look keen.
And clean, shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Last Saturday I went out jogging. I like to keep physically fit. But when I took off my Adidas, the soles were all covered with shaving cream.
Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.
Our baby fell out of the window. You'd think that her head would be split.
Ouch!
But good luck was with her that morning, 'cause she landed in 6 feet of
shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.
Here we are in this fancy French restaurant. I hate to be picking a nit, but waiter, I ordered cream vichyssoise, and you brought me a bowl full of shaving cream.
Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.
When broadcasting over the radio, there are certain words we must omit,
like beep and buzz and blah blah blah.
By gosh, we can't even say
shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.
And now, folks, my song, it has ended. I think it is time I should quit.
If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a bucket of shaving cream.
Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.
Don't forget to say...
And that was Dr. Demento with Shaving Cream. Up next, I've got one more song. Here's Tony Goldmark with Smogberry Pie.
Wind up your radio. I can still remember that mad music and crazy comedy. With stacks and stacks of laughing wax, one doctor stood above the quacks each week for over half a century. But now the doctor's made it final. He's packing up his tapes and vinyl. No more record breakers, nor noise from his noisemakers. He leaves behind the show's archives, where we still can take some strange deep dives into the funny 55. Back when the doc was in. Oh, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Trees of smoggy puppet doggies aren't much fun when they're dead. With his black tuxedo and top hat on his head, he said, don't forget to stay demented. Don't forget to stay demented. Were you playing blues guitar back when Nervous Norvus crashed his car on Pico and Sepulveda? Did you raspberry into Fuhrer's face? Do you know how purple people taste? And can you come to take me away? Ha 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 ha. Well, I know you've heard the birds, the words of which pigeon poison is preferred, and Stephen cleans obscene. So turn off the bubble machine. I was a tulip tiptoeing twisted with a 10-inch record of a chipmunk's hit. And just who else would play this shaving cream? The doc was in. I was requesting fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Hello, Mata, big fat Butterfingers, Irving is dead. Does your gum lose flavor on the post of your bed? Well, then don't forget to stay demented. Don't forget to stay demented. Now the Vikings sang of processed meat and junk food that all the junkies eat. But don't you eat that yellow snow. Yank, but Dave's not here. He got smoked by rolling way too slow. Oh, and while the streak showed off his butt, we time warped back to old King Tut. The geeks were pencil necked. Scotsman and Kilt got wrecked. And though I felt existentially blue, we made love in my Subaru while locked in closets with Sulu. Back when the doc was in, we're requesting fish heads have a boot to the head. Cincinnati was too fatty, but the cockroach was fed. The homecoming queen is gonna fill us with lead. Screaming, don't forget to stay demented. Don't forget to stay demented. Trekking, give us just a second. We of deer camp and we might beckon some gray turdy pointer buck. And we'll read the demented news, but where did you put the Mountain Dews? They're in Sandler's piece of shit car. Best of luck. Now the vegetable rights activists remind me of my therapist. The foreman froze over hell. Oh, jealous, hate that Pockle Bell. Well, the cows rose up with loaded guns, while Happy Noodle fought and won. Truly the saga had begun back when the doc was in. Fish heads making you smile in bed. Shield your daughters from the waters where Viagra was spread. When you see that bulbous poop on someone's head, just say, don't forget to stay demented. Don't forget to stay demented. Oh, Shoebox had a great song idea. The vacuum fills my cat with fear, and Henry's all alone again. Steal like hobbits, eat some brains, write you some Pokemon refrains, and instead of funny five, we'll count to 10. I just forgot Doctor Strange's name. It sucks to get so old and lame. YOLO, just once you live. I've no more fumps to give, and at the great showdown of destiny, Azuka laughed maniacally. They all covered punk with Dr. D. That's right, the doc was in. Still requesting fish heads, pee your pants, knuckleheads. Carla's copyright was sloppy, tell me what the fox said. And the wolves of Langdale bought a sweet thoroughbred. Nay, and don't forget to stay demented. Don't forget to stay demented. They called it all a novelty, a forgettable frivolity. That wasn't how it made me feel. Real life always seemed so absurd, especially to such an awkward nerd, that to my mind, funny music felt more real. We're gonna miss these weekly trips. Say cheerio to your cherry lips. Good luck with your endeavors. Stay demented forever. Tom Petty sang of the last DJ to play whatever he wants to play. His words are only true today, now that the doctor's out. So I'm requesting fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Trees are smoggy, puppy doggies aren't much fun when they're dead. With his black tuxedo and top hat on his head, he said, don't forget to stay demented.
forget to stay demented.
We're requesting
fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Trees are smoggy, puppy doggies aren't much fun when they're dead. With his black tuxedo and top hat on his head, he said, don't forget to stay demented.
And that's just about the end of my shift. We'll be going into automatic programming pretty soon, but I just want to say thank you to Dr. Demento for serving as such a huge inspiration for so many comedy musicians and other forms of nerd. I don't have much else to say, but I do want to say, in lieu of what the doctor would, don't forget to stay demented.
El impacto de una comida va mucho más allá de alimentar nuestro cuerpo. Porque cuando las personas se alimentan, su